The Atlanta Jazz Festival started under the administration of Mayor Maynard Jackson, and it was his desire that Atlanta become the jazz capital of the Southeast. He did not care that New Orleans was allegedly the birthplace of jazz. He just thought
Memphis was a big hub as well.
Exactly. He just thought that Atlanta would be a great place for jazz to be nurtured. And so he started the Atlanta Free Jazz Festival. And as a result of that, we have maintained it as a free festival for 36 years.
Even though free isn't necessarily in the name anymore.
But it is free.
This year, word is that the festival is focusing on a number of relatively younger acts. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we call that the Generation Next. There is a group of accomplished musicians who are keeping jazz alive. Alexandra Jackson, who is Maynard Jackson's baby daughter, who really, you know, has adapted her voice to what we would really call traditional jazz.
How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand.
Her music sounds like the music of an old soul.
Like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was.
Michelle Ndege Ocello, who a lot of people may know, but she's going to do a tribute to Nina Simone. We have Jose James, who's played on all the popular stations, but he labels himself as a jazz artist.
In the park, I see a man sitting there with a newspaper under his head. And I think he would be down for me to tell him that he's been waiting.
Gretchen Parlotta, who's a great vocalist. Aaron Deal, great musicians, young musicians on both stages.
The youth focus extends to the acts even kicking off each day's festivities in Piedmont Park.
Yes, we have an annual youth jazz band competition among area middle and high school students. And we've got six amazing bands. One middle school band that I think came in third.
Middle school.
Middle
That's
school.
Amazing.
The Jean Childs Young Middle School.
And what ages would these
they're
be?
They're like, if you're in the sixth grade, you're like 12.
Right.
So, you know, they're from 12 to 18, and they are amazing.
The festival is doing something new this year, presenting a series of jazz education workshops. Explain what that's all about.
Well, we want to use the opportunity of the festival to really educate people about jazz. And so there are three different topics on three different days, and we want to invite people to come out and learn about, like, what's up with this new genre of jazz, the diversity, and the adaptation of jazz. Also, if you're a late-night person, on Sunday, May the 26th, at the Lowe's Atlanta Hotel, we'll be presenting the Late Night Jazz Concert with Dion Ferris and Russell Gunn. They're local favorites, and they have collaborated on an amazing project. So it starts at 10 o'clock and goes into the wee hours.
My thinking is jazz only gets better in the wee hours of the morning.
That's what I hear.
Camille Russell Love, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information about the Atlanta Jazz Festival, visit wabe.org/citycafe.